Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Carol Fox, Secondary Supervisor for Haywood County Schools and host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to be talking about the Aspiring Administrators Academy, and our special guest for the program is Mrs. Barker, our Assistant Superintendent. Welcome, Ms. Barker. How are you today?
I'm good. I have a co-host, listeners. It's so exciting. So I'm actually going to be the one getting interviewed today, and I appreciate Carol Fox for doing that. And you've had a few months on the job now. How do you like your new position?
Love my new position.
You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And it's been great working with you. And so today we're going to talk about a program, the Aspiring Administrators Academy. And this was something, Carol, when Dr. Bill became superintendent, he felt very passionate about, that he wanted a program for employees that maybe just had a desire to be a principal one day, or just wanted to check out and see if this is something they wanted to do. And so he really wanted that program built around the 8 standards within the principal's evaluation instrument, and he wanted to go through some real life situations with them over a course of, you know, months. And then, and so we've done that. We've completed our first cohort 2 years ago, and we're now beginning our second cohort this spring. We've already met one time. We had 11 employees in our first cohort. Several of them have already gotten positions with Haywood County Schools as assistant principals, and we're so proud of them. And everyone in that program that participated, we recognized them at the board meeting. And I think all of them felt like it was really, we tried to make those real-life situations and applicable to what the job of the principalship is like. And you know that because you've been a principal, and it's not all what you see from the outside. So
true. Very true.
Yeah. The main tenets of the principal's evaluation instrument are strategic leadership, instructional leadership, cultural leadership, human resource leadership, managerial leadership, and external development leadership. And those are some pretty big pieces. The first meeting we had with Dr. Nolte, we actually focused on some external leadership and micro-political pieces, and Dr. Bill talked to them a lot about just how he felt, what guided him in leadership, and how you have to take those tenets and make them become a passion and a mission, and he did a really good job with that. And, you know, we also talked to them just about what the state of North Carolina says is an effective principal.
Mm-hmm.
And it really comes down to the one big word you see over and over again within that. And I think it was a real eye-opener for our students. I like to call them our students.
Absolutely.
But, talked a lot about relationships.
Mm, absolutely.
And expectations. So we have met with them one time. We have, I think I told you we have 10 this
10.
Year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I was wondering if that was the number 10.
That's
so,
it. We
good.
Have 10.
That's
we have
great.
10. They're our little class this year, and our next session we are actually is going to focus on instructional leadership, and that'll be in a couple of weeks here in January. And we're going to go to Riverbend Elementary School, and Ms. Chambers and her staff will present on that is a Blue Ribbon school, on how they got there and their journey to becoming a high performing school, and her job as an instructional leader. And then we will travel to Haywood Early College, and Lori Fox will talk about also, she's a Blue Ribbon school.
Mm-hmm.
She's also a regional principal of the year,
yep.
And she is nominated for the secondary school's principal of the year for the whole state of North Carolina.
That's right. That's great.
So she will be also talking to them about all the tenets that she's seen. And, you know, we talk a lot about our principals and how you don't get into that job and know everything on the first day.
Absolutely not.
It is something you really grow into, and so to try to show these students, you know, this is not about power and being the one in charge. It's really about helping your students and growing and learning and developing a good culture within your building. So I think they see that when they come in, they think it's one thing, and when they leave, they see it's something very, very different.
Right.
So anyway, what other questions do you have for me here?
Will these students spend any time in schools individually, or will they simply just go as a group to hear these two principals talk?
They that on instructional leadership will go there, and then I'll tell you what, one of the other sessions we talk about managerial leadership, we also take them to some of the other lesser known places they might not have been. We take them to the bus garage, and we had the Mark Shepherd, who is our transportation director, and Josh Meese will talk to them about what goes on within the maintenance department and the bus department. Mm-hmm. Allison Francis will talk to them about food service. And so many times they've not seen those facilities and know the operations. And, you know, we know, again, as principals, that if the food and the buses aren't running, there's some big problems that day in the school building. So those are integral parts of what we do, and we love those people. And they love that, too. So they don't necessarily spend a lot of time in classrooms, but we do have guest speakers come in and talk mm-hmm. to them. Mm-hmm. We'll have some new administrators come in, maybe a couple this year, some assistant principals come in and say, this is what I thought it was going to be like. This is the reality of this position.
Right.
And I think to do that job, you know, you just have to see the passion within these people and have that fire for...
Absolutely.
...to be
Absolutely.
Successful. Yeah. So this year's agenda, you know, again, like we will be traveling around, and I'm looking here, the other pieces that we have had before, I know Dr. Putnam has talked to them about human resource leadership
mm-hmm.
and just about hiring effectively. And, you know, within your building and evaluating teachers. And so he did a great job with that. And we've also had some outside speakers that we want to come in and just speak to them from the community
mm-hmm.
about, you know, if you're in a school community, this is what needs to happen to build those partnerships that are huge with parents.
That's and, great.
And community members yeah. too. So what other questions you have?
So as you work with each of these students yeah. and you're getting them this practical experience, because you're right, what you learn in a book is not going to get you what you need. So what advice do you have for these students as they think about becoming an administrator?
Yeah, I think that the heart of it is, Carol, and I think it would be different, and I may ask you the same question in a minute, but for me, and it's a very personal, it's always the students.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the best, no matter what job I've had, standing in the middle of C building during a class change and just letting the kids pass me in the hall and talk. And that's probably where I feel best in education. I know that's where my heart is. It's like you have to, my first job working with kids, I never wanted to be a teacher, not a principal. Some people are still shocked that I ever was that anyway. But my first job working with small kids, I loved it. I didn't feel like I was working. And so for me, that's it, that your heart needs to always be with those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think then you put your head down at night and you make those decisions about those kids. And you have teachers that are about children and students. And we're blessed in Haywood County to have that. So
yes,
that was what my why. That's what drove me. And that's what I try to tell them. I think... How about you? What was it for you? I know you've had a wide variety of experiences.
I have. Same thing, recognizing that students need someone. All students need someone. All students need a person in their corner that's going to help them reach their full potential. And then moving into the leadership piece of that was to help teachers, you know, remembering to keep students at the center and supporting them so that there's so many roles they take on in helping children in society today, you know, providing them with that support and just, you know, it kind of sounds corny, but just making sure every kid has an opportunity and that there's somebody that's looking out for them and giving them a chance to be all they can be. And I think, you know, focusing on that relationship piece as you become a potential school leader is key, because it is so important to being successful in our communities and in our schools and helping kids be what they can be. So
yeah, and I love that too, because at the end of the day, the principal, they're all yours, and you got to fight when people get frustrated and parents get frustrated with their own kids and teachers, and you've got to be the one that you know, stands for that kid and tries to help them. And it's a very complex job.
Absolutely.
But I'm so happy to have these 10 candidates, and we'll recognize them at the board meeting in June, and we're off on a good journey
right. In
a couple of weeks. So right. Thank you for being my co-host.
Well, thank you for letting me be your co-host. I absolutely
okay.
will. Thank
all,
you.
All right, listeners, we're preparing for a big snowstorm right now, too. You be safe out there, Haywood County. Thank you for listening.